Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here, the guest line, and talk to our guy, CBSSports.com. He's been on many Football Fridays this year, also the Pick 6 podcast. And actually, I listened to last week's Pick 6 podcast before the divisional round, and I was listening to all their different props and wagers. Good podcast. Check it out. RJ White is part of it, and he's part of the show right now. RJ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We're doing well, and we'd be doing better if the Eagles were still in it. But we're going to watch these games anyway, RJ, and get ready for championship week. And before we touch on the games, though, what was your thought on how that Eagles-Saints game played out? I don't remember exactly who you picked, but just the game itself and kind of the way it played out. What did you think watching that one?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that the Eagles defense played as well as they did. We know how explosive the Saints can be, especially at home. So I was shocked that they only scored 20 points. I was also shocked that the Eagles shot out to a 14-0 lead and couldn't score anything else the rest of the game. You know, it seemed like a weird game overall. I don't know how anybody could go into that game expecting the kind of game we saw.
We didn't. I mean, I thought there'd be more points. And if you told me, RJ, that Nick Foles had the ball in his hand, only down six with about 2.5 minutes to go, I would have felt pretty good the Eagles would still be playing this weekend. But obviously, there was a drop. They won't. And we look ahead here, RJ. Let's start with the NFC. They'll play the first game on Sunday. It's a rematch. Both these games are rematches. So let's touch on that first. Saints and the Rams. How much, when you look at this particular game and these games on Sunday, do you go back and think about the last time we saw these teams play, and it was the Saints, I believe, 45, Rams 35. Does that come into your mind?
I think it is a little bit, but you really, because those games happened so early in the season, I think that you can't take too much from it because these are very different teams than what we saw at that point of the season. You know, you got a Saints team that isn't scoring really well, even at home. You know, we know that they close out on the road a lot of their games at the end of the regular season, but then they get home and they only score 20 points on the Eagles. So I don't know that you can go into it expecting to get that same 45-point Saints team just because the offense hasn't looked as sharp as it did in the first half of the season. And that goes for the Rams, too. The Rams really had issues on the road in the second half. Jared Goff looked like he struggled against good teams. So I don't know that we're going to see like an 80-point game like we saw in the first half of the year.
I would agree, and these teams are different. I mean, the Saints' defense has probably gotten better. Their offense is not as explosive. But the one thing that I can't put my finger on, RJ, as we kind of look and pertain to this game, is I was really impressed last week with the Rams, how their offensive line played, how their running game with both Gurley and C.J. Anderson looked, and the injury to Sheldon Rankins on the defensive line for the Saints, it feels like Sean McVay and the Rams could take advantage of that and try to run the ball again or just try to have that kind of game plan they did last week. Do you think the Rams can run the ball at a really, really good rate against the Saints team?
Even with Rankins hurt, I'm not sure that they can. The Saints have the second-best rush defense in the league in the regular season. They only gave up 100 yards rushing in four games. So they're a lot better team than the Cowboys. The Cowboys actually came in with a good red defense as well. But you listen to Saints players talk, and they're like, we kind of knew what was coming defensively from the Cowboys. We knew based on how they lined up and the calls that we would be seeing stunts and stuff. So I don't know that the Saints are going to be that easy to read for them. And if that's not the case, then you're not going to get, you know, 120 yards from each of your running backs and 250 rushing yards overall. So I like the Saints' rush defense to be a lot more competitive in this game.
So, RJ, when you look at the game as a whole, Saints are at home. We know that's a big deal. The line is pretty light, though, 3.5. Last time I looked at it, the Saints are the favorite in this game. Basically, Vegas is saying, hey, this is kind of even. You know, maybe a half point towards the Saints and the home field. Obviously, the 3 points there. What do you see? Saints, Rams, how are you handicapping this one?
Yeah, so you would normally give 3 points for home field, but we know that the Saints have actually a better than average home field. And then when you get to the playoffs, I think that advantage kicks in a little more. I really think you got to give them 3.5 for home field. So then you look at that home field advantage, you're talking about, are these teams even? I don't know that they are. Even though the Saints offense did struggle in the second half of the year, I still think they're clearly a better team than the Rams. Rams are having to travel, go to the Superdome. I think even at 3.5, I kind of like the Saints. I would like to get it at 3 on the Pick 6 pod that came out today. Will and I both are on the Saints, but we bought it down to 3 at minus 125. So I think that's kind of the play, just so you can gird yourself on in case there it is a field goal game and you can get that push. But I do feel like the Saints are going to come away with a win.
All right, let's touch on the AFC Championship game. One, RJ, that that this city here in Philadelphia is interested in just because the Andy Reid perspective. And he was here for so long, and there's a lot of people here still bitter that the Eagles never got over the top with Andy. I was always an Andy Reid fan. I continue to be one. Before we touch on the game, RJ, what do you think about the career here of Andy Reid? It's been 20 years now, and he's obviously piled up a ton of wins, and he's gotten close a couple times here.
Yeah, he's a great coach, and the unfortunate thing is, just like quarterbacks, you're not going to have the accolades that you deserve if you don't get that Super Bowl title. You know, everybody talks about Dan Marino and where his place is in the pantheon, and people would normally rank him under John Elway because John Elway got those titles at the end of his career. So I think you really do need titles, and this is probably his best team he's had in a while. You know, he's got this young, flashy quarterback in Patrick Mahomes, who I think everyone agrees is the best quarterback in the league. So, and Patriots seem like they're not as strong as they had been, so if it's not going to happen this year for Andy, I don't know when it is, and I would really like to see him get it. You know, I was an Eagles fan for a long time growing up, and I'm with you. Like, I'm a big fan of his. Even when he didn't quite get them over the top, he always felt like he was a great coach, one of the better coaches in the league, so I'd like to see him get it here.
RJ White, CBSSports.com, joining us. So, RJ, when you look at this game, they played earlier in the season. They lost, the Chiefs lost in New England, a shootout type of game. The one thing that I keep looking at, though, for this week is the Chiefs' defense feels like it's better than the way maybe it's talked about nationally, especially when they're in Kansas City. They played pretty well last week against the red-hot Colts team.
Yeah, they're a much better defense at home. I think they're only giving up somewhere between 17 and 18 points per game at home, and that's far different from what we're seeing them get involved in shootouts. And that's a big deal, because when they play at home and their defense is only giving up 17, 18 points a game, they're going to win games. They're going to win them pretty handily. That offense hasn't scored less than 26 points in any game this year. So if they're going to get to 26, 27 and the other team isn't going to get to 20, then obviously they're going to run away with the game. So I do think they do have that advantage at home. I do like how the defense played. That Colts team came in off a 200-rush-yard game, so we thought, oh, the Chiefs have the worst rush defense in the league. They're going to do it again. Turns out that didn't happen. They completely shut down the run, completely shut down a really good Indy O-line. And if they can do that against Patriots, I don't see how the Patriots keep up in this game.
RJ, when you look at the Patriots, how do you weigh the dominance we saw at times last week versus kind of the whole year with them, which has been some good, some bad, and especially 3-5 on the road, not great away from Foxborough. How much do you weigh what you saw last week with New England versus what they've been the whole year?
Yeah, I think just like the other game where home field plays a key advantage, it does for the Patriots as well. Like you mentioned, they're 3-5 on the road. Two of those wins were against Josh McCown and Derek Anderson. You're not going to, you know, get a lot of gold stars for beating those quarterbacks, you know, on the road. You know, congratulations for that. The other one was a great game against the Bears. It's tough to win in Chicago, so they did a good job there. But they're very inconsistent when they get on the road. And when, you know, the crowd's going to be pumped up, it's a playoff atmosphere. It's a shot at the Super Bowl is on the line. You got to feel the crowd's going to bring their A game, especially since they're not all going to be bundled up in -4 degree temperature. It seems like the forecast is warming up. So I really do think New England has a lot to worry about going on the road in this game. If they'd have been the number one seed and Kansas City had to go into Foxborough, maybe New England should be the favorites. Here, I think Kansas City does deserve to be favorites in this game.
Is that your pick, Kansas City -3? You're willing to drop the 3 on Andy Reid?
Yeah, I'm willing to go with the -3. Like we said, the New England is just a Jekyll and Hyde team on the road. And we know they play their best football in January, obviously, but they're not used to playing on the road in January. When they get to the Super Bowl, it's usually because they're the home team in every game. So I think it's a really tough spot for them. I think it's weird that they're playing the nobody believes in us card after that win. Oh, you know, we showed you guys, you know, the picking against us. Like, A, you were fair in the game. B, you're the New England Patriots. Like, you win year in and year out. You're in the Super Bowl every year. 8 straight AFC title games. I don't know how you can play the nobody believes in us card. It's almost as if they internalized what happened with the Eagles last year, and they said, hey, you know, that worked for them. They upset us. We thought we were the better team. Maybe if we kind of draw on that nobody believes in a spirit, we can get it done. But I don't think anybody on the team really believes that nobody believes in them because they're the Patriots.
Right. It's one thing when Doug Peterson and Nick Foles say it. It's another thing when Bill Belichick and Tom Brady say it.
Exactly.
Different things. RJ, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll talk maybe before the Super Bowl.
All right, take care.
There he goes. RJ White, CBSSports.com, part of the Pick 6 podcast. He has the Saints. And he has the Chiefs, and that's what I have this week. You probably already heard me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.